That guest that's joining us today on the Breakfast Club is Karen Christensen. I first met Karen with the Train Campaign, and doing a lot of work to try to bring regular train service back to South County, the Great Barrington area, into New York City. And they do have an event coming up, which is going to be held actually on Thursday of this week. So let's bring in Karen right now. Good morning, Karen. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Lovely.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about, for people that aren't aware of the Train Campaign, what it is and what you hope to do.
The Train Campaign began because of my own frustration with the lack of connectivity to New York and the world. For someone running a business up here, I'm a publisher who does global stuff, and I'd come back from China in the trains, and I thought, you know, it would change our rural area in the most, in really desirable ways if we were more connected. And I take the train from Wasaic all the time. Anyway, I started talking to people and found there, you know, it was not only a great deal of interest on the part of people who live up here, a lot of interest from people who live in New York and who think it, how wonderful it would be to have a life, to be able to live, develop a career, raise a family outside the city. And then I found out that there was at least some budding initiative to restore the line that goes from the old Berkshire line going from Pittsfield down to New York City. So I've been working on that for some time. It's definitely been a matter of fits and starts. It is a line that has a huge advantage in that it's actually in use now. And that's the Housatonic line that I'm sure many of your listeners know. We hear the freight trains rumble past at 20 miles an hour because those tracks are so old.
So now, we all know that Connecticut doesn't have any money to put towards taking over those tracks and restoring them, and Massachusetts is on hold. So you do have other optional plans, though, looking to get that train service.
There is some discussion of the possibility of putting in a weekend service via Albany to Pittsfield. That would be going up the Hudson River on the Amtrak line to Albany and then having a service from Albany to Pittsfield.
Okay.
That we will be talking about that possibility. There was some discussion. This is something being led by MassDOT right now, a very preliminary study. What I want to tell your listeners is that the fact that Connecticut doesn't have money, Connecticut spends a great deal of money on transportation, and so does Massachusetts, vast amounts of money. What they don't spend it on is rural transportation. And that's what the Train Campaign is really about, to build, to educate people both here and in the urban centers that we deserve attention to. And actually, connectivity that goes across rural areas and serves rural areas is connecting urban centers and has a transformative effect on the whole region. So this is not just about serving little towns. And actually, money is going from both Massachusetts and Connecticut to serve projects that actually have fewer benefits to the general public and society than this project would. So my hope is that by educating people and getting people involved and informed, we can exert pressure, but not just pressure, but really it's a matter of educating people about the transformative effect of connections between rural areas and the city. And that's why we're sponsoring a speaker, Alex Marshall. He's going to talk about the transformative effect of transportation in history, because that really does apply to the present and apply to the future. So he's an author, a planner, who's going to give us a talk that puts our situation in a much bigger context.
All right, now that's coming up Thursday, and I was sure that the details about the time and how people can get tickets and if they can get tickets there and stuff.
they will be able to get tickets there. It's actually free to the public, although we are asking for donations. It's being held at St. James Place, which is the old St. James Episcopal Church on Main Street in Taconic in the center of Great Barrington. It's been converted to St. James Place. And we're going to be in what's called the Great Room, which will have a miniature train set up for Christmas, and we'll actually have a view of the Great Barrington, the old Great Barrington train station. So it's a perfect venue. Starts at 5:30 on Thursday night, December 7th. We're going to have some networking beforehand, because I know people have a lot of questions and concerns. They want to know what's going on. So we'll have that time. Alex will speak and take questions, and then we'll have more time to talk about the train campaign, pick up some material, and generally make sure that people have the information they need about what's going on now, and also to find out how they can get involved and help make this happen.
All right, for people that are listening now that can't make it on Thursday, how can they contact the train campaign to get more information via?
The train campaign is a project of the Barrington Institute. So if they go to barringtoninstitute.org, they will find all the information about the train campaign and a contact email, too. We're going to be putting up a lot more material. I finally got some material from the Massachusetts Department of Transportation about this project, this weekend Berkshire Flyer project with maps. So I'm sure people will be curious about what this alternative route looks like. And I do have material that we'll be putting online.
All right, that's this Thursday evening at St. James Place, which has been beautifully restored and is just a great place for meetings like this and music in Great Barrington. Very easy to find. Karen, thanks for joining us. And when's your next trip abroad? I know you're always going abroad.
I was actually supposed to be leaving. I was invited to go to China on Friday. I was going to be leaving Great Barrington at 5 a.m. to get a flight to China. And I decided that, you know, I can't go. That's just too much, so I've scratched it. Probably January.
All right.
I'll be going back to China and riding the trains there.
All right, Karen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Great. Thanks very much, Marshall, for giving me this chance.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Karen Christensen, who is really pushing hard the train campaign. So that's, once again, coming up this Thursday night at St. James Place.